Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. The Lord does not want the church of Jesus Christ ignorant of the spiritual gifts which come from Him, but are to be used through His vessels, His children, in the church today." In verse 4, it says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills." It is God's will to have the gifts of the Spirit operating in the church today. We have talked this week about some of the power gifts. There's three gifts of the Spirit of these nine spiritual gifts that could be classified as power gifts. In other words, they are gifts that do something in a very supernatural sense of the word. We have talked this week about the gift of special faith or wonder-working faith, the gift of miracles, of the working of miracles, and today I want to talk to you about the gifts of healing. This is the only one of the nine spiritual gifts that comes out in the plural, and it is the gifts, it says, of healing, implying perhaps that there are multiple gifts or distinct and separate gifts of healing. It has been observed over the course of church history that certain servants of God who have demonstrated the possession of a healing ministry or the gift or gifts of healings were often successful in praying for the sick and seeing specific types of illnesses or afflictions healed, such as some certain servants of God in the past church history had amazing progress or amazing success in praying for the opening of blind eyes or for deaf ears, but not necessarily with other types of infirmities. Even the Apostle Paul, who had a phenomenal healing ministry, as we know from reading the accounts in the book of Acts, that even when he would send handkerchiefs that he had touched or prayed over, people would be healed. And many other types of healing miracles that took place, even he, the great Apostle Paul, said about himself in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20, that he had left Trophimus sick in Miletus. He had left one of his own associates ill in another city and moved on. He obviously did not possess all the gifts of healing, and yet he did operate in the gift of healing at various times as the Spirit willed. Jesus Christ Himself is the only one who had 100% perfect record in praying for the sick. Everyone that Jesus ministered to was healed. And we know from the book of Acts that it said about Jesus that He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He healed all, and that was Jesus's manifestation of the power of God as He was God in the form of man, and His record, as I said, was 100% perfect. But we are vessels in tents of clay, as the Scripture tells us, and yet God still, in His mercy and grace, allows the gifts of healing, which are supernatural ability or manifestation of the power of God in the realm of physical disease and physical infirmity, to produce a restoration to health by the power of God. And God Himself is the one who gives any person this gifting. There are Old Testament examples of the gifts of healing in operation. We see in 2 Kings chapter 5, the amazing story of Elijah the prophet and how Naaman the Syrian, the head of the Syrian army, how he came to Israel seeking for Elijah the prophet because he heard that he had this gift in his life and that he could be healed of his leprosy. And sure enough, Naaman was healed of his leprosy through the manifestation of this gift and through the words of Elijah, who gave him the instructions to go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times. This was the outworking of this gift of healing. We see also in 2 Kings chapter 20 the story of Isaiah the prophet and how King Hezekiah, the scripture tells us in the beginning of chapter 20 of 2 Kings, that he was deathly ill and it was his time to die. And yet he cried out to the Lord and prayed that he would be given 15 more years of life. And God gave him the answer to his prayer and had Isaiah the prophet come to him and minister to him so that he could be healed. And Isaiah again also gave certain instruction to place a clump of figs on the inflammation that he had, and King Hezekiah was miraculously healed. This is an Old Testament example of the gifts of healing in operation. And you know, in Exodus chapter 15, God said about himself, he referred to himself when he said these words, "For I, the Lord, am your healer." Or another translation says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." God said about himself that he was Jehovah Rapha, that's the Hebrew word, the Lord that heals you. He is the Lord your healer. And God has not changed. God is the same today as he was in the Old Testament. He is today in the New Testament. And it is said of Jesus Christ that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that God called himself the healer. And we see Jesus manifesting that attribute of God as the healer when he walked on the earth. But is healing for today? I would say to you, yes, 100 times yes. The scripture tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, "By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed." That is a quote put into the past tense from Isaiah chapter 53 that talks about Jesus going to the cross and bearing on his body not only the whole sin of the world, but also the sickness of the world. It says that the stripes of Jesus, and Jesus received 39 stripes, lashes by the Roman soldiers across his back. And it says that those were for our healing. And we know that he bore on his body on that tree or on the cross the sin of the whole world. And when he rose from the dead, he broke the power of sin and destruction, spiritual death, disease, all of it was broken through the power of God. When Jesus took our sin and our sickness and our wounds and our hurts upon himself, and he brought to us a restoration of relationship with God the Father, if we accept Jesus' sacrifice and ask for forgiveness of our sins, we can have it. But he also bought with his own blood. He bought our healing. But many Christians have not accepted that this is the truth of the Word of God. Let me encourage you today with the words of Scripture: "By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed." Jesus has already purchased in his own blood healing for our physical bodies. God does not want his children sick. He would not put sickness upon his children any more than you as a parent would cause your child to have cancer so they could learn a lesson. That's an evil and a wicked portrayal of the heart of God, and it is not God's heart. He is a loving God and a healing God. We know that God is one who is love, and that the thief, which is Satan himself, is the one who steals, kills, and destroys. John 10:10, the very words of Jesus. But Jesus said, that's what the thief came to do, but I came to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Will you accept the words of Scripture today that healing is for you? If you believe his word, or if you're struggling to believe, be as wise as the man who came with his child who had the horrible affliction of seizures where he'd be cast into the fire, and Jesus asked him, do you believe? And the man was wise enough to say, I do believe, but help me with this unbelief. If you are struggling to believe God's word today for your healing or the healing of a loved one, pray with me right now. Say, Father, forgive me for unbelief. I see your word says that you bought my healing with the stripes on your back. I accept the truth of your word that you are the God that heals me. And I ask you to heal me today. And I take authority in the name of Jesus over any sickness or disease trying to plague you. And I say to you, in the name of Jesus, be healed. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.